All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with this week's edition of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, where we have some great matches. Starting off with the second half of the contracts between Brooklyn Brawler and the State Patrol. We'll start off the program with the Interstate 74 title on the line against Lieutenant James Earl Wright. We also have the continuation of Mark Merrow and Johnny B. Badd. Larry Zbyszko facing off against Davey Boy Smith. Gentleman Chris Adams and Terry Taylor in a match. And our main event sounds like an odd one, but gorgeous Jimmy Garvin facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. So we're going to have a great time with this card. And there's a lot of things going on as we keep going towards the Christmas Chaos card up in December. All right, so we start off with the Interstate 74 title on the line. Brooklyn Brawler defending against Lieutenant James Earl Wright. And Wright puts up more of a fight than his tag team partner did last week. Wright misses a splash into the corner, and Brawler rolls him up with a handful of tights for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 1 second. Your winner and still Interstate 74 champion is the Brooklyn Brawler. Next match has Devin Storm facing off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. And Iron Mike Sharp and Doug Gilbert attack Devin on his way to the ring. They beat on him until the Nightmares make the save. The Nightmares accompany Devin down to the ring for the match. Devin and Wayne have a good match, but Sharp and Doug make themselves known again in the match. Devin whips Wayne into the turnbuckle, but Randy Anderson doesn't get out of the way quick enough. Devin rushes a corner and monkey flips Wayne out of the corner. Sharp and Doug slide into the ring with chairs and take out Devin and the Nightmares with the chairs. Sharp slides Wayne on top of Devin while Anderson starts to come around. Your winner is Nightmare Ken Wayne with the assist from Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, in particular Iron Mike Sharp and Dangerous Doug Gilbert, in a time of 11 minutes, 46 seconds. Now the next match, well, Doug Gilbert's in this one as he faces off against Reggie Be Fine. And Doug and Reggie have a decent match. Reggie does his best to give the fans a good show, but Doug gets the pin after a hot shot in a time of 7 minutes, 51 seconds. Your winner is Dangerous Doug Gilbert. After the match, Devin Storm rushes the ring with a crowbar. He nails Doug from behind and beats on him with a crowbar until Jerry Calhoun can separate them. Doug is a bloody mess, being checked on by EMTs. As we go backstage, where Mark Lawrence is with Johnny B. Badd in the locker room. Badd tells Merrow that he needs to be ready for a serious beatdown when they get into the ring. Badd is going to make sure that this is the last match they have to worry about because Badd is going to put Merrow out of wrestling permanently. Well, this prompts Mark Merrow to come out to the interview desk and talk with Lance Russell. Merrow is smiling because Badd has no idea what is about to happen in this match. Badd won't have to worry about any more matches after this one. Merrow is going to make sure that Badd has a very bad time in the PWA. So the two of them go down to the ring. And Merrow and Badd have a great brawl that keeps the crowd excited. Merrow gets the pin after the TKO again this week in a time of 9 minutes, 3 seconds. After the match, Merrow ties Badd in the ropes and busts him open with Fist of Fire. Merrow runs into the opposite ropes and takes Badd out of the ring with a Cactus Jack-style clothesline over the top rope, sending Badd crashing into the guardrail before Merrow leaves the ring. Next match has living legend Larry Zbyszko facing off against one half of the newly crowned IAW International Tag Team Champions, the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. And Zbyszko and Smith have a brilliant match against each other. These two tear into each other with both scientific and power moves. However, neither one can put the other away before the time limit expires. Both men have great moments in the match, showing great promise for the future. But at the end of 30 minutes, the bell rings, the time limit has expired, and the two men shake hands to show their respect for one another. All right, now, Missy Hyatt and Iron Mike Sharp come out to the interview desk. Missy has a message from Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert for Devin Storm. Missy says the match is ready for a loser leaves PWA match between Iron Mike Sharp and Devon Storm. Storm has been a thorn in their side for far too long. It's time to take out the trash. So Missy and Sharp leave very happy with themselves. Next match has Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Terry Taylor. And Taylor and Adams have an awesome match. It is arguably the match of the night and really could have gone as the main event for tonight. Both men show what great technicians they are. Taylor manages to get the pin after the flying five arm, after surviving two super kicks in a time of 20 minutes, 8 seconds. Your winner is Terry Taylor. Now, before we get to the main event, I come out to speak to Eddie's booking. Yes, I will allow a loser leaves PWA match since both men won it. However, I have some stipulations to add to the match. First, that match won't happen until November 5th, when the PWA invades Buffalo to take on Maple Leaf Wrestling. But before that match, we're going to have another great match in 2 weeks at the Shirk Center in Bloomington. It's going to be PWA's second ever Fans Bring the Weapons match. No disqualification, anything inside the guardrail is legal to use. Secondly, in the loser leaves PWA match, Missy Hyatt and the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International will be barred from ringside. If any member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International becomes involved in the match, Sharp will automatically lose the match, and whoever interferes in the match will be automatically fired from the PWA. It will be an interesting match, especially when Sharp has to deal with Devon all by himself. All right, we get to our main event, and we have that odd match I've mentioned a couple of times. In the midst of all the great talent on the card, Iron Mike Sharp and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin are both looking to make their mark on the Illinois heavyweight division. Sharp to help protect Iceman King Parsons' Illinois heavyweight title, Garvin seeking an opportunity to take it away. However, there are several wrestlers in that division who also seek that same title shot. Garvin takes the match to Sharp from the opening bell. Garvin has Sharp up in the brainbuster, but Missy trips Garvin. Sharp falls on top of him to get the pin, in a time of 8 minutes, 14 seconds. After the match, Devon Storm rushes the ring with his crowbar. Devon slides into the ring, but Sharp takes him down with a short clothesline. Sharp starts to beat down on Devon until Garvin tosses Sharp out of the ring. Devon and Garvin stand tall in the ring, while Sharp and Missy head back to the dressing room with their tails tucked between their legs. Everything is heating up in this next few weeks as we get to 3 weeks from now, loser leaves PWA, Iron Mike Sharp versus Devon Storm. But the week before that, in the Shirk Center, in Bloomington, Fans Bring the Weapons, which the last time we had this, which was the first time we had it, it was an interesting mix of weapons that were available for the guys to pummel each other with. But we're going to have to see what that looks like in a couple of weeks. But next week, we are at the United Center for our fourth Wednesday of the month. And again, we have some great matches lined up as Gentleman Chris Adams and Larry Zbyszko face off against each other next week. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Jerry Lawler will face off against each other. And then the main event next week is Iceman King Parsons and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, defending the American Tag Team titles against the former champions, the former American Tag Team champions, the former International Tag Team champions, the Acolytes. So next week is going to be a great card as well. I encourage you to be back for then to listen to the podcast supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I'm Southern Dynamite. I will see you next week.